Jonglei State Police Commissioner Major General Ilya Costa says gunmen stormed a residential compound of a 30-year-old man identified as Bengo Adriano, who hails from Greater Equatoria, and fatally shot him with his wife Mary in the Pakwau area of Bor yesterday.
We received a report from our sources that a known gunman came and attacked people in their houses. We rushed to the place of the incident and we found that one person is shot dead and then the other one was injured. In the morning we sent another force there. When they searched there, they found that also there is another woman, the wife of the deceased, called Bingo. She also was killed. So we took her dead body to the mortuary, the hospital, and we are now on the investigation to arrest those people who commit this crime.
Gerald Costa says a survivor of the attack, Isaac Malish, is said to be in coma and fighting for his life at the Hunmis facility in Bor Town. Jonglei Information Minister John Samuel says the man and his wife were involved in an earlier altercation with the assailants. He called on residents to remain calm.
The incident that happened is actually a targeted killing for an individual that seemed to have an affair with his wife. So it is not on ethnic basis, as many might perceive. So the state is deeply saddened by this news. And we call on the people of South Sudan to be united and always have it in mind that things that happen should not be politicized.
Samuel expressed his condolences to the families of the deceased. He says the state authorities are searching for the suspects and intend to bring them to book. Salah Agri, chairman of the Greater Equatorial Community in Bor, condemned the incident.
I was even yesterday at the hospital to send off the corpse of Bingo to Magri, where his brother resides. And then, the Isaac is still in the hospital. This morning, that is responding to his treatment. We strongly, as the Equatorial community, strongly condemn it. And then we consider it as an isolated incident, which has not happened here in Bor. Nobody said it's targeted, but this is an act of criminality.
Agri urges members of his community in Bor to stay calm and allow authorities to carry out their investigation. For VOA News, I am Deng Gaideng in Bor.